Please note, the following podcast contains adult language and sexuality and is suitable only for adult listeners.
Electric Acid.
For a long time, I watched gay men porn. That's the only thing that could get me off. And I don't really know why, but it was just the sexiest thing to me. And then now I'm like you, it's just watching two women together. If I watch a man and a woman, it doesn't turn me on at all. I'm like, ooh, ow, UTI, ouch. Like, I'm your host, Yvette Lopez. I'm a former Playboy Maxim and FHM model. Currently, I'm a singer, compassionate healer, and an entrepreneur in wellness and fashion. Welcome to our show. Welcome to Bodacious Minds. I'm your host, Yvette Lopez, and today I'm really excited to bring on a longtime friend of mine, Megan Kane.
Hey, Yvette, I'm so excited to be here.
Thanks for coming on and sharing your time with me.
Of course.
So, Megan, I'm so excited to have you on the show because not many people know about my energy work, me becoming an energy healer and all of the certifications that I have gotten throughout the years to really not only help others, but help myself. You know, you've been in my life for a very long time and you know a lot about me. You know about me being a sex worker. You know about me having a half sister and you know a lot of my personal life that I've never shared with other people. And I want you to have the freedom to go ahead and talk about anything and ask me any questions, but really wanted to tap into how you and I have been down the same path and without being in each other's lives on a daily basis, you know, and really talking to our guests about how spirituality really has come forward and really helped us to grow, helped us to heal, especially in our trauma and our sex life. So I wanted to maybe start there if you're comfortable with that.
Definitely. Well, first off, I think it's so awesome that we both come down this path, like even separately, like I feel like we're almost like little twin flames. We're always seem to be on the same path in life separately, moving to California at the same time and then getting into healing around the same time, doing a lot of energy and healing work. And then getting married around the same time. And, you know, we've come back together and it's so amazing that, you know, life puts you on this path with people. And it's really an alignment. I'm very excited to be here with you and be able to talk about all the things that we've been through in the last 15, 20 years. And also where we've come from all these experiences that we've had together and separately.
Do you feel that, you know, I know that when we met, we were much younger. Well, how old were you? I was in my mid-20s.
I was 19.
That's right. And so, you know, most people don't know, Megan and I were a lot of fun. I was very wild. And I met Megan. She was actually gardening outside of my window at my apartment that her father owned. And I had to run out and meet her. She was this sexy girl, long blonde hair, cleavage, pulling weeds, planting flowers. I was like, I got to meet this girl. I was going through my divorce actually at that time. And so Megan and I just hit it off really well and very quickly. And from then we just were inseparable and it was so much fun having you in my life. And at that time, I've always had spirituality in my life, but I didn't know what to do with it. I was young, I was wild, especially after being in Playboy at such a young age and having fame so young, I didn't really understand what spirituality was. But I always knew that it was there. I always knew I felt something. I always, you know, could see things that other people couldn't see. And I just didn't talk about it because most people thought I was just fucking crazy. So I just kind of kept it quiet. And I remember you came to me and you told me a story. And I don't know if you remember that story. And then you and I started to tap into each other's spiritual side of the world, in our world, you know. And do you remember that story?
I do. I had an experience in one of my dad's old buildings. It was a very old building. And I saw a spirit for the first time as an adult where someone couldn't talk me out of it. And you're one of the friends that I reached out to say, hey, you know, when someone I opened up to about it. And I noticed that things I understand now, you always burnt sage, you always had like spiritual things in your home. I didn't understand it at the time, but I do now. But I definitely remember the time in LA. That was the first time we both had an experience together. And it was in your, it was at your apartment on Hollywood and Fuller. And it, that there was a big hang in the closet. And then this cold breeze just blew past us into the fireplace. And you looked over at me and you're like, did you feel that? Did you feel that? And I was like, oh yeah, girl, I felt that. And you were the first person that I was able to really talk to about it. And that's when that crazy stuff went down in your apartment. Do you remember that, right? Like the spirit was hiding like clothing under the sink. And it was just the most amazing experience. That apartment was intense.
Yeah, it was. I got to honestly say, I had a lot of old Charlie Chaplin homes in LA, and a lot of weird stuff happened. I've had people walk into my apartment and start crying, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. And to me, it was just comfortable and normal, I guess. You know, a lot of people don't know I was born and raised by my mother and eight grandmothers. And so being Mexican and having that many strong older Latin women in my life, there was a lot of brujería, witchcraft in my childhood, in my upbringing. So I always knew it was real. It was never a negative thing for us. So we always, you know, so it was very normal to me. I just didn't share it with anyone. So I know that having spirituality in my life has really helped me get through all my trauma, my bad relationships, and really helped me with my sex life. You know, I know that you and I actually, I don't want to speak for you, but it was a conversation we had. I came out to my husband as being bisexual. And, you know, it's really scary to do that because other men in my life, yeah, they want to see their chick with another man or another girl. You never know. Mainly other girls, because guys are a little fucking greedy. They don't want to see another, their chick getting banged by another man, right? So, you know, anytime I brought that up to anyone else, yeah, they liked the idea of it, but Lord forbid we tried it, then it turned into a nightmare. And so, you know, I was able to come out to my husband about being bisexual and sleeping with women and hopefully one day have a threesome together. And I know that you told me that you came out to your husband just recently as well, correct?
I did. It was quite awkward at first. I was really nervous about it. I was so nervous because I didn't even know I was bi. I think I was in bi denial for like 10 years, even though I had
bi denial.
I had like spent time with women. I'd hooked up with women and I'd have had experiences, but I guess because I figured I liked men too, I would just identify as straight with an appreciation for women. And then as I got older, I kind of realized that I was more attracted almost to women. Like I really love women. And I was with a friend of mine and he's also an intuitive. And he was like, we were at his bar one night and he was like, you know, you like women, right? You know, you're like more into women. And I was like, oh, no, no. And he's like, but you, he totally called me out and he knew about instances. And I was like, wow, I guess I am. And I went home and thought about it. And when I watch porn, I look at the women, you know, I like lesbian porn. I'm like, oh my goodness. I had this revelation and I was like, I am a bi woman for sure. And I definitely love women. And I just understood so much about myself. Even like the insecurities I had with around some beautiful women, all my attention went to them. And now I realize like it was because I just had a bigger crush on them than anybody else in the room and probably wondering if the person I'm with is thinking the same thing, you know? So it was a process, but I came out and it was a good thing. We went on a drive and I just said, you know, we've been together a long time, like 6 years or so, and I've learned a lot about myself. You've really helped me understand who I am. You've really helped me with this process. But I've come to the realization that I don't believe I'm straight. I believe I'm bisexual and I really love women. And, you know, I want to be honest with you. I want you to know this side of myself because I've been struggling with it for a year. I struggled with it for maybe a year or two. Wondering if he would accept me, wondering if my parents would. I'm from a Catholic Baptist family. So being an intuitive, being into yoga, being into crystals, I'm already like, woo, out the door. So if I come back as bi as well, I was worried. I worried about the repercussions. And I told him and he was very quiet at first. And then he said, okay, like, all right, like I can, that's okay. Like, this is okay. We can work with this. And then he asked me a few questions about experiences, and I answered not as candidly as I probably should have. I was dancing around it at first, and I let it soak in. And the next day he came at me with, you know, do you want an open marriage? You know, is this you wanting to have an openness? Like, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. And I was still figuring out myself. I really didn't know what it meant. I knew that it meant that I was being real to myself and to give myself the chance to be who I really am, because I'm an independent person. You know, I've always had my independent thoughts. I have my own business. I've always liked to, you know, dance to the beat of my own drum. And I really wanted to explore this side of myself. And I'm so happy that he took it so well.
So what do you think, like, so there's two things. Like, do you believe that becoming closer to your spirituality allowed you to have this freedom? Do you, you know, did it allow you the safety net to be able to come out and say, hey, this is who I am, knowing that there's, you know, your husband could have left, right? You know, knowing that it's a big risk, because I know, and I'll tell you my story after, but do you feel that spirituality really gave you that baby blanket?
Definitely. And my husband is very old fashioned Catholic. So I know that spirituality, him bringing him into my spirituality as well, because it took a while for him to open up. He had to witness things. He had to see things firsthand for him to even mm-hmm. believe in what I do.
So well, most people.
Definitely. Most people need the proof. I needed the proof, yeah. You know, but to be, when it comes to my sexuality, I realize now I always liked girls. I mean, when I played house, I was the boy. When I dressed in like tomboy clothes, so I dressed in the boys department until I was in fifth grade. Like, I have always been very fluid, I believe. And people in my family thought I would be a lesbian. And they openly talked about that in my teenage years when I started dating men, which probably made me retreat more into the closet, because I was already being identified as a lesbian. And there really wasn't words like bisexual available for me in my mm-hmm. vocabulary or anywhere I was in South Florida, you know?
Mm-hmm. I do know. Yeah, I feel like every time I tried to come out, I was beaten down. I loved sleeping with women. I have a story. I see this rabbi. He's a very amazing healer, and he's been my guy for quite some time. And I went to see him before I moved to Vegas, and he was like, I have to tell you something. And I was like, okay. And he said, you're a lesbian. And I was like, I was like, really? And I'm pretty like, I'm smart, and I can make my own decisions. But if somebody tells me something, I kind of go with it. So it took me a minute. I was like, okay, I can't let him talk me into this. Like, because if he says I'm a lesbian, then I'm going to go ahead and be a lesbian. You know, he's my rabbi and I listened to him. Yeah, yeah. So I went home and I talked to my husband, and my husband already knew that I had some fun with women, but he just goes, oh, okay. You know, he doesn't really ask questions. My husband's never had a threesome. So anyway, so I go home and I tell my husband, you'll never guess what he told me. And I said, he goes, what? He said that I'm a lesbian, that I don't like men. And he goes, I think the same thing. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, I'm good in bed, I think. And like, do I not enjoy the penis? I'm like, I show your penis some love, I thought. And he's like, nothing to do with that in bed. And he goes, but I sense, like he gets a sense that I like women more than men. As I got older, I just feel like I don't want to have a penis inside me all the time. I feel like it's, for me, it's invasive. And going through my spirituality work, I've been certified in compassion. I've been certified in Reiki. I've been certified in psychic readings. And I went to school for a year and a half for my psychic readings. And that's all I did was read people and read myself. And the reason why I did all of this was to heal myself from all my abuse from my ex-boyfriends, you know? And then I thought to myself, was I abused so much and so badly that it made me hate the penis? And it really wasn't that. For me, I started to feel like once I tapped into my spirituality that it was taken away from me. I was always being, I don't know. I feel like I'm such a giver and I give so much. Now I'm giving you my vagina. And I just felt like everybody that I gave it to, that I cared about, didn't give me anything in return. So it really set the tone for me questioning, like, who am I? Why am I? What do I want? Who do I want? What do I want to back? What do I enjoy? You know, and for a long time, I watched gay men porn. That's the only thing that could get me off. And I don't really know why, but it was just the sexiest thing to me. And then now I'm like you. It's just watching two women together. If I watch a man and a woman, it doesn't turn me on at all. I'm like, ooh, ow, UTI, ouch. Like,
I kind of chalked it up to like, maybe I didn't want to watch, when I was going through it, I kind of chalked it up to, maybe I didn't want to watch another man. Maybe I was being more faithful to my husband if I'm looking at just girls because no other man. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of try to rationalize it these different ways in my head. And, you know, that's just when you're going through it. You're trying to rationalize why you're doing things the way you're doing things. And we're just human. I mean, we're very fluid. Most humans are. They don't want to admit it. But even men are. They all are. I think most people have at least a little bit. And it's just whether or not you decide to try it, explore it, see if it's something that's for you or something that's not for you.
Yeah. My husband and I talk about stuff and I'm never going to tell his story. But, you know, my husband's open and that's why I love him. He's open to anything and nothing shocks him. Actually, I can't say really because nothing shocks my husband. He takes it. He thinks about it and then he speaks about it. And, you know, this is the first time I've been in a healthy relationship. My rabbi yesterday asked me, we were talking again about sex with other men and poison, because when a man comes inside of you, they basically own a part of you for a very long time. And so, you know, he was asking me like, but he was trying to be specific about one person, like, you know, who was your last person? He was very evil. I saw that he was evil. And yeah, my ex was a fuckhead and disgusting. And it's someone that I've tried to come to terms with maybe forgiving, but for some reason, I just can't. And so we were talking about that. But then when he asked me, I was like, if I look back at all the men I've been with, they all were awful. You know, it was like one after another after another. And, you know, I just now having my husband, I didn't see that before. And being able to be in a comfortable place where I can be free is exciting, but yet it's also scary. Do you find it to be scary? Like now, because now that I get to learn about myself, I'm like, wait a second, who the fuck am I? And what is going to happen? Am I going to leave my husband for another woman? Am I going to, I mean, I don't know what that is. I don't know if, you know, do you know? Like, are you going to allow another woman into your marriage?
Well, that's the excitement behind it is, you know, life is unpredictable. You know, life is always unpredictable. There's always beautiful things that come from trauma. There's always amazing things that come from these roadblocks that are in your path. They're usually putting you on a better path. And I'm taking it day by day personally. I think my husband secretly probably like it. He makes jokes here and there. Like, you know, if I see someone like, oh, this girl like hit on me, he's like, she's not cute enough to be our third. Like he'll say funny things like that. You know, and I think he's branching out. He's very old school, like I said. He's a CPA. He's, you know, by the book. And I mean, I have definitely, you said your husband doesn't get shocked often. Unfortunately, I have shocked my husband a few times. I've had my moments, but I'm excited. I don't know what the future holds. And hopefully, you know, I will have some exciting experiences to share with you as we go on, as our friendship continues. And I have amazing experiences in life.
I have this one story that my mom walked in on me. I was having a party at my house, just girls as usual, like just five girls. And I was going down on this girl in my bathroom and my mom walks in and I look at her and I just slam the door and then go back to my munching her vagina. And my mom never brought it up ever. And for my mom, not to bring it up is kind of crazy because my mom, for me to come out as a lesbian or bisexual to my mother, she would just, I don't know. It's really weird because I have a lot of gay friends. My mom loves my gay friends and I have a lot of lesbian girlfriends, you know, and she doesn't say anything about that. But I think if her daughter comes out, it would be a really strange thing. I think that also fucked with me not to become, you know, maybe I would have been a lesbian if I would have had a different way. How do I say this? Like, if I would have knew I had that type of support, right? Because my family's very Catholic. I have one lesbian cousin in my family. And when she got pregnant, even the lesbian got pregnant and I never had fucking kids. You know, my family had a hard time with it. And I remember when she got pregnant, my grandma was like, that doesn't make sense. How did a woman get her pregnant? Like, they really didn't. You know, they really don't understand.
How it's happening.
Yeah. Like, she went off and, you know, slept with a man. It's really funny. But no, I find, you know, the more I tap into my spiritual world and allow myself to have the freedom to think freely, I find out, you know, I'm not the woman I thought I was. I'm not, you know, I was always putting on a show for everyone else, right?
Mm-hmm. To be constantly evolving.
Yeah. And yeah, I like the way you said it. It's the exciting part, you know, that should be exciting, not a nod to scary. Figuring out who you are, what you like, who you want to become, you know, making sure you have the right people in your life to allow you to be who you are.
Mm-hmm. And this new generation is really so liberated. I mean, I see it with my nieces and nephews and, you know, women that in their 20s that I work with now spiritually. It's amazing, like, how liberated they are. And if you were born in the 70s and 80s, we didn't have that opportunity. There was some people who were making headway for, you know, the bi and gay community. And it's just, we've come a long way. And I'm just so happy to be alive right now where I can be confident and own my own business and be happily married and have a lot of people who love and respect me and be openly bi. And all my friends know, most people who talk to me on a weekly or daily, monthly basis know. There's a few people I haven't come out to, like, talked about it with, but I would hope they already know, you know, some people in my family. And I did come out to my mom, and that went a lot better than I thought as well. And she really supports me, and had a lot different reaction than I thought she would. So I was excited about that. Yeah.
Good for you. Well, you have a lot to look forward to. Penises, vaginas, as many as you want. Your husband knows. Yeah, it's like you could fucking just go crazy. I haven't tapped into that yet with my husband thinking, because I don't know how I would feel. I want to have a threesome with my husband. So before COVID, I had a trip planned to Amsterdam. And I have a friend who's in the porn business, and he goes to Amsterdam. He has his girls that he hooks up with, blah, blah, blah. And they're all clean and safe. He has them tested. So I had called him up, and I had scheduled for us to have a woman come, and I was going to surprise him. But then I was like, do I surprise him? What if he doesn't like it if the girl shows up? What if, like, this, you know, and I don't want, it's not, you know, so I didn't know what to do. And then so I finally had to tell him, and he's like, no, I'd rather not be surprised. He told me, I really want to be involved in, you know, he's never had a threesome. So it would make him feel more comfortable being involved with the planning of it. Because he said, because what if at that time he doesn't want to do it, and then I just throw something at him, you know. My husband's really sensitive, so I have to remember to always to be aware of that.
We both ended up with such sensitive men, you know.
Yeah.
Coming from abusive relationships, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And then finding ourselves, and then finding that right person, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this is exciting. I can't wait to hear about all your threesomes and openness and
all that's to come. Who knows? I mean, the possibilities are endless, really.
I could live vicariously through you, but bum.
Oh my goodness, so funny.
Yeah. So Megan, you told me, it's really funny. I was, I'm getting ready for, it's female stuff, and I don't really want to, you know, talk too much about medical stuff on the show, but I'm getting ready to have a hysterectomy. I've had a lot of female issues, and I know that you had one, or a surgery as well. But, like, you were talking to me about managing my pain, and you're the second person that told me, do not smoke weed. My girlfriend had the same surgery a couple months ago, and she said, do not get high. And I was planning on being as stoned as I could be. And then you told me the same thing. And what was it? What happened to you?
Well, I am allergic to painkillers. So they gave me some kind of oxy something, but I take it in small doses and it makes me itch. So I wanted to have something to kind of counter that. And I love weed, but I wanted to get some CBD. I heard CBD would be good. So I had a little bit of weed at my house, but I had my husband bring me some CBD, and one of his clients has an apothecary, and she makes her own CBD goodies. So he brought me this little Tupperware of these tiny little CBD brownies, and he set them on like on my chest. I was like on the couch, and he's like, "Here, so-and-so made these for you. Enjoy, they're CBD." And I'm like, "Oh, great." I thought CBD wouldn't do anything to me because of my THC tolerance. So I was like, "Oh, CBD, you know, child's play. Let's do this. No big deal." So I eat the first brownie. And I'm like, "Oh my God, it's so delicious." And it was only like the size of like, it was only the size of a silver dollar. And I hadn't eaten in like 3 or 4 days. So I was like, "Oh my God, my appetite's back. I'm going to eat this other one." So I go and I eat the other CBD brownie. And he comes back in the room and he's like, "Where'd they go? Like, what happened to the brownies?" And I said, "Oh, I ate them." And he's like, "They were like half a serving. That was, you ate 4 servings. And I said, "I'll be fine. I have a high THC tolerance. We'll be good." And he's like, "Okay." So I go to bed. I'm feeling pretty good. And I wake up what feels like, I don't know, 5 minutes later. I have no idea because Brian was passed out. I wake up and I am literally in Mario's haunted castle. It's like wooden. I see wooden like planks and there's light coming through. There's a little ghost floating around and I feel like sleep paralysis. And I'm frozen and I'm terrified and I start rebuking in the name of Jesus. I'm like, "In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you." And I'm freaking out, thinking I'm in some kind of like spiritual warfare. And then I realize, "Oh my God, I'm tripping. Like, I am tripping balls right now. This is tripping. This is not spiritual at all. I am tripping balls right now on CBD. What the hell is happening?" So that I lay there for a second and I'm like, I feel it in my eyes. I know what tripping is like. I've taken shrooms. I've done this before. So I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I am tripping on CBD right now." And I kind of lay there and I just laugh to myself for a second. I'm like, "Okay, you know what? Just close your eyes and go back to bed. It's going to be okay."
So you just had to wait for it to wear off.
I was like, so I should have enjoyed it more, but because I was already so messed up from surgery and like, I was just like, "Just go to bed, just go to bed." I never thought that could happen from CBD. Like, who would have thought? And apparently it happens because I told the story to a few friends and I had a few stories back that you can definitely have a tripping episode if you do too much CBD.
"In the name of Jesus," you said.
"Jesus, I rebuke you."
"I rebuke you."
Yeah.
That's so funny. That should be our mantra walking around. I'm a one hit of one puff like that. It's like, and I'm stoned out of my mind. Like, I can't smoke anymore. As I get older, I can't do anything. I can't even one drink. I'm wasted. Which is kind of nice.
I'm coming to party with you. You're a lightweight. I'm coming out.
Actually, a lot of people stopped hanging out with me because I'm just not as fun as I used to be. The top stays on. It doesn't come off anymore. Yeah.
We can change this. We can come. I'm coming to Vegas.
Well, now that I know about this like open marriage thing, you never know. There is my husband, your husband, me, you. Who knows, Megan? We're our future moles. That's so fucking funny. Well, thank you for sharing all this stuff with me. You know, Megan, if there is anything that you could ask me, like, you know, anything at all that you feel could be fun or funny or personal or anything, what would be a question? Like, what would be something that you could ask me? Because I don't give this permission to many people. Because one, I have a hard time lying. So then I have to tell people the truth about who the fuck I am.
Right.
But, you know,
too.
I really want, you know, with you, I'm really comfortable and I'd like to, let the audience get to know who we are. And if there's one thing that you could ask, like, what would it be? And let me see if I can tell you the truth.
Okay. I'd like to ask when you do have sex, who is like, what is the best type? What is your fantasy? What would be your fantasy now?
Ooh. It used to be watching women and anal sex, however they did it, right? Mm-hmm. So then I turn on this porn and I'm like, okay, there's like whips and blah, 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 whips and stuff. And I don't really know too much about S&M. Well, I didn't. Now with my husband, he's very into tying up and stuff like that. There's 4 or 5 girls. I can't remember, but there's at least 4. And this woman's bent over. They're spanking her and oil and spanking. And then you know, a couple fingers go into her butt. And then next thing you know, four fingers, next thing you know, one fist. And you're like, and then I'm like masturbating. And then I had to stop. I was like, whoa, like, what the fuck a fist? Like, okay. So next thing you know, more oil, spank, 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 two fists. And I'm like, this is not okay. I'm like, and now I'm in fucking shock, by the way.
Right.
Then it was, there was three fists in this girl's ass.
Oh,
and it
my
ruined
goodness.
Me forever. I could never, I can't think about it anymore. I'm just like, because that comes into my mind. So that was my fantasy for a very long time. Now, today's fantasy, it's been a
that
minute since
I ruined it for you. That girl ruined it
really
for you.
Ruined
her and her three fists ruined it for you.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. Anyway, so now even look at me, I'm frowning. I'm like so little.
Well, we're going to get you back, girl. We're going to find that fantasy that can come true.
I you know, you and I, when we come up with our crystal dildo line, that's, you know, then it's, I know it's, it has some healing to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Reiki charged so, and.
Yeah. Reiki yeah. Reiki charged. What are they? Crystal dildos. I can't wait. Just so everybody.
Right.
So even if you have a cold, you just put one up your butt, heal the cold.
We can even get ones to place in different places. There's so many different ways that you can heal. For sure.
I can't
with
wait.
Crystals.
I'm excited.
And energy and. You know, that's the whole thing is being able to be open, heal yourself, you know, speak your mind, be who you want to be open with what you want to do in your sexuality, as long as it's in, you know, a safe space with someone that you care about or someone that you're comfortable with, you know?
You know, sometimes being naughty and not being in a little bit of a safe space could be a lot of fun, right? Because if you're too fucking safe, then it's like, what fun is that? That's me anyway. I'm a little, you know, twisted. I like a little edge to my sex sometimes. But so my fantasy, I really just want to have a threesome with my husband. I really do. And I think everything that comes with that is what I'm craving at this time. I've been so busy with so many other things that I haven't really dedicated any time to my sex life, my fantasies. I do, you know, my husband introduced me to hog tying, and I don't like that word, that name. Yeah, well, I know I like that, but I don't like the word, the hog tying, the name, what it's called, because don't eat pork, and I'm anti-hurt animals. So when I think of hog tying, I'm very visual. So I think of a pig being tied up. So I can't.
We should come up with our own name and have our own line of satin, you know, ties for you.
There we go. I got to just think of, so, you know, a little, you know, that. I like to be tied up and I like to not see what's about to happen to me. That's my jam. There you go. That is my jam.
Well, I'm excited. I think that after you heal too, you get the surgery. I just had my surgery. I'm feeling all put back together, and you'll have yours, and then we'll see what we can do with our new put together bodies.
I want, you know what we'll do? We have to wrap up, but as soon as I'm healed, I know you're on your way as well. Let's plan something. We won't tell our husbands, but not together. But you're going to have a sex night. I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to have a sex night. You tell me what to do, okay? And then we can talk about it on our next show.
I love it. I'm so down. My husband will be so excited. His sweet Catholic ass will be so happy.
I love it. Well, thank you, Megan, for being on the show. I can't wait to have you back and converse more about all of our fun sexuality, spirituality world.
Of course. I loved being here. I loved talking with you. Of course. Every time I get to talk to you, it's a pleasure. And you're always so much fun. I can't wait to be able to see you in person, too. I can't wait for this whole COVID thing to lift so we can just hang out and do some fun things.
Yeah, we will. Soon enough, right?
No, definitely. Definitely
soon. All right. All right, everybody. You're listening to Bodacious Minds with Yvette Lopez.
And Megan Kane.
Talk to you next turn.
See you soon.
On the next episode of Bodacious Minds, join me and my co-host Megan Kane as we talk with two of the most successful talents working in gay porn today, Mark McNamara and Diego Sands. We chat about their experiences in the industry, including the notorious alligator incident that got them into trouble with PETA. Thanks for listening, and thank you to my guest, Megan Kane. Bodacious Minds is a production of Electricast Media. Our executive producers are Mark Netter and Peter Rafelson. Our editor is Kyle McCarthy. I'm your host and producer, Yvette Lopez. you liked our show, please subscribe and give us a rating wherever you enjoy podcasts. And always remember, be smart, be sexy, own it.
I'm DC. I host the Rock Podcast, Back to the Arena, The Interviews. It's about a 30-minute podcast where I talk one-on-one with a band who has released new music. You can find us on all the best podcast sites like Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, and more. If you're a rock fan like me, subscribe today to Back to the Arena, The Interviews.
Electric Acid.
Welcome to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing, where we harmonize your mind, body, and soul. I'm Amanda, your sound therapy expert.
And I'm Stephen, the curious explorer uncovering the mysteries of sound.
Together, we explore vibrations, frequencies, and the power of sound therapy and tuning forks.
Discover ancient wisdom, reduce stress, and tune into a healthier life. Subscribe to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing today.